K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another postcast episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Hey. How about the K-State women's volleyball team last night pulling off the upset over 14th ranked Kansas as part of the Dylan Sunflower Showdown weekend? This is the first time I'm listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports, whether that is women's volleyball, football, going on right now. I am recording this while I was at halftime of the Dylan Sunflower Showdown Part 2 on the football field right now. K-State just gave up a long-ass drive to KU there, and KU has closed within 7 after recording this postcast for women's volleyball. All things K-State sports. Also, men's golf in action this weekend. Men's and women's basketball kicking off. Cross country, track and field, women's rowing. I think we covered it all here on this podcast. Oh, and baseball beat KU yesterday as well. So, 2 out of 3 trifecta. Can football hold off KU in the second half? Obviously, when this goes up, we'll find out, obviously, the result of that. When that goes up, obviously, we'll have a reaction to that as well, because it's football, and reaction episodes come out on Sunday evening. iTunes, Amazon, Audio Boom, wherever you listen to your favorite Kansas State sports podcast, Podbean app. I just got done recording, so you're going to get another episode over there coming out probably tomorrow evening. Over there, Podbean app, Greer 3 Ace Podcast. That is Greer 3 Ace Podcast, G-R-I-E-R, number 3, E-D-D-I-E. A prosperous podcast, and of course, pass the baton along, continue to pass the baton along to other K-State fans, whether that's here in the KC metro area, out there in Manhattan, Kansas, Colorado, Los Angeles, Eugene, everywhere, about the Pearl Project Podcast. My goodness, that was a lot. Here to kick off this postcast. Wow. And I said on the pregame this week, if K-State Women's Volleyball has a chance or had a chance to beat KU, it would be going the full distance. And Lord and behold, full distance. K-State Women's Volleyball rallies back from down 2-1 to win it in hostile territory in front of what? 7,000 people in Island Fieldhouse. In Lawrence, K-State Women's Volleyball head coach Jason Mansfield and his squad do it. They do it. So, and I don't know what score was for K-State baseball, but apparently K-State baseball did knock off Kansas yesterday. So, sweep on Friday there. Now we look to go for the complete sweep. And now, like I said, I'm recording this during halftime of Kansas State leading KU on the football field right now currently. After recording this podcast, 21-14, when this goes up, now I don't know when this goes up, this might go out tonight, when this goes up, probably tonight, we will know, hopefully, the K-State football team needs to hold this team off, this pesky KU team off there as well. But what a job last night, rallying back there for K-State, 93 digs, 11 blocks in this rally. And they snap, more importantly, snap an 8-game winning streak on a volleyball court that KU put down in the past handful of years, last 4 or 5 years in that span. The last time the Wildcats beat KU was back in this month, October 30th, 2020. The last time that K-State had a win against Kansas there as well. And also, K-State handed the Jayhawks their first loss since October 1st, ending their 5-match winning streak on the KU side. So, a double whammy for the KU Lady Jayhawks last night. Not only that, we beat y'all last night, and we currently snapped y'all's 5-game winning streak, barely. So, man, oh man, it feels good right now. And hopefully, when this goes up again, I'm recording this in the middle. One more time, recording this postcast, winning edition, upset edition, in the middle of halftime right now. So I wanted to get this in before the second half starts there as well here Let me see. There's stats here for this defense led by Simone Sims and middle blocker Jordan Williams. They held KU to its lowest, to its third lowest team hitting percentage of the season, under 150. That marked its lowest in Big 12 play there. As well, as far as your Big Three, Anaya Clinton, Shaylee Myers, Ava LeGrand, double. What I say in the pregame, again, all three, these three ladies need to lead the charge. They need to be in the A game. I mean, yes, one of them can step up and stand out than the other two, but if they were to upset, which they did last night, all three of them had to play well, and they did, recording each of them individually, doubles there for them, and for this victory, obviously, for the women's volleyball program, first win over a top 15 in a couple years. That is snapped since 2023 with the Wildcats. This is really more recent. We covered this on the postcast a couple years ago when Aaliyah Carter. Yes, Aaliyah Carter. Almost screwed up the whole name. Aaliyah Carter swept Texas there. Number three Texas, who came later that season, the national championships right there. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Kansas State 3, 14th ranked Kansas 2, upset City of Lawrence. Eddie Greer the third for the Pro Project Podcast. K-State 11-6 now overall, 4-5 now in Big 12 play. Meanwhile, they dropped Kansas to 15-8. 6-3 in Big 12 play. The sets last night, 25-14. Kansas took the first set. Then KU dominated the second set, 25-17. KU about punched back, beat K-State in the third, 25-18. And in an epic fourth set, we saw K-State pretty much right there, a huge moment in that game, take the win out of the sails of the Lady Jayhawks there, 25-23. And it was all she wrote in the fifth sentence. K-State absolutely dominate. Put the hammer down on KU, 15-8 to seal the upset there. And unfortunately right there, if I go back, flip it to the football game real quick there, that long-ass drive, and I keep thinking about that fumble. And yeah, we'll get into all that in the, obviously, KSU reaction on the football side coming up later on, the back end of this weekend, obviously. Things haven't played out just yet. But I keep going back to that because KU now gets the ball in the second half after, of course, remember, they score off that fumble, off the Bryce Nornberg fumble, to start off the game. So now it all comes back full circle now. So hopefully K-State, you gotta get a stop. We're coming out of halftime there as well. So that could be that sequence right there. And then of course, KU went on that, it feels like a 100 play drive, something like that. 18-play drive. You go all the way down the field. K-State, you can't get off the field. You can't get your asses off the field there. That could be the sequence of the game. That could decide that. So we'll see what happens again. Again, we'll get into all that in the reaction edition. But this is Women's Volleyball Edition, Upset City, on this podcast. Jason Mansell, your head coach, following another five-set thriller here in 2025. I gotta go back out of this tab here. Jason Mansell, last night, quote, the crowd was incredible tonight. We agreed to do this knowingly it was going to be a great crowd, but also knowing it isn't necessarily a home court for them. They have never played here before, so we felt like it would be a good match in a great environment. The girls really stepped up after the first set. I'm really proud of our bounce back in the second set and then how we battled back through a tough third and fourth. We've been so close in these in the last few matches, and I'm just really happy for them. They deserve a win like this against a really good team, and they found a way to finish. This is what we've been talking about, right? This is what we've been talking about. And again, let's just put this in here a little bit. K-State Women's Volleyball right now is in the middle of their five-game road swing. I didn't realize. Probably should have known better about that. Yeah, the KU volleyball team usually plays at another stadium. They usually don't play at Allen Fieldhouse. So Coach Mansfield brought up a good point right there. in that. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports, KSU volleyball postcast, Eddie Greer, upset city, upset win, KU over KU, 14th ranked KU, 3-2 last night in another going the distance match with Coach Mansfield and Shaylee Myers and Aya Clinton company there as well. Yeah, so again, they could have won Baylor, in my aunt, and really should have won Baylor, 20th ranked Baylor, and then of course they're coming off of the loss against 11th ranked TCU, where they had chances there, including a wild ass, what was it? I think it was like, what, set three, something like that, with 34-32, something like that. Shady Myers was on with Jasmine Halliburton of KCSN. Talk about that, Matt, the guest this week on that podcast this week there as well. So you had your chances there, couldn't do it. This time around, against your in-state rival, you get it done, and you find a way. You just had to find a way to get it done right there as well. And also, we're going to go back to Jason Mansfield. Obviously, 93 digs in this coming high win. Pretty damn impressive. But not only that, one of the big three, Coach Mansfield elaborates on Anaya Clinton's performance. And we'll get to hit her tour numbers after we go through this. Quote, when it comes to Anaya, when she plays with passion and grit and really wants the ball, we're a different team. She's one of our leaders out there. I love it when she's aggressive offensively. She got a couple of big blocks at the end there against Jovana Z. We'll just everybody that. And those are the types of plays she's capable of making. We wanted to match up with her in front of Jovana Z, which was a tough assignment, both attacking and blocking, but I thought she handled it extremely well. She had a tough day. Her club coach unfortunately passed away. Oh, that's unfortunate there. Again, prayers out to her coach. And then we'll finish it up here. You know, I know she wanted to play well for him, and she did there, end quote there. That is unfortunate. So very sad to hear that coming out of that there. Unfortunately for Anaya Clinton's club coach there as well. So, but yeah, way to deliver that there, some healing there, getting us up. So you not only play well, obviously, you know, Anaya Clinton coming in here, like I always tell y'all, Casey Nation, preseason, the preseason Big 12, right? So there's that. There, Anaya Clinton, 16 kills in a night. Myers had 15. Jordan Williams had 9. Simone Sims, 93 digs. No, she didn't have all those, but 20 had 26 of them, which led the match there. Ava LeGrand, part of that big three, 33 assists on a night last night, 6 kills, 5 blocks, along with K-State having 7 service aces of the night, and half of them belonging to AC, Anaya Clinton right there. And then, of course, 93-78, huge right there as well in this game. Shaylee Myers, 16th career match, or let me take the career out of that sentence, 16th match of the year, going over 10 kills or more. So, and then, of course, Anaya Clinton, 7 straight game match with a double-double there as well as part of this. And, yeah, if K-State, look, again, like I said in the pregame, y'all gotta subscribe to this podcast, baby. Like I said in that pregame, if K-State, again, were to knock off Kansas, those three had to lead the way, and they did that there as well. Now you take all this momentum and go up to the state of Utah on Wednesday now to take on Hold up. Yeah, so you're taking on Utah first. Ooh, 10-10, 2-6 in Big 12 play there. So you're taking all that momentum, Big Mo, to the state of Utah, having your Utah trip before coming back to Manhattan. Of course, I'm probably back in Manhattan curling right now, watching our football team. So taking a little break on the road, get some relaxation, well-deserved relaxation before going back on the road to the state of Utah to play Utah first, and then BYU on Halloween night. BYU 16-4, 4-4, subpar so far BYU team in the Big 12. But what a big victory last night for this women's volleyball team, overcoming the obstacles, and this time closing the deal over upsetting 14th ranked KU, baby, last night, 3-2. there to bolster their record now to 11-6 in the 2025 season and 4-5 in conference play, and a golden opportunity to get back to 500 on Wednesday against a subpar Utah team. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where a podcast is found, free and available daily, or have a chance to record Kansas State content, Podbean app, Greer 3-8 Podcast, G-R-I-E-R, the number 3-E-D-D-I-E-D, a podcast podcast. And one more time, make sure you pass the word along to other K-State fans about the Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports, baby. Let's go. Let's go. Let's finish this off. K-State football in the second half as they're holding on to a touchdown lead against Jalon Daniels in the Kansas Jayhawks, currently in a soggy conditions in Lawrence, Kansas. Alex Dayton out there in Santa California. And don't forget, 4 or 5-star ratings if you have a time. That would be much appreciated for other K-Staters out there looking for more coverage of the Wildcats, folks. Your everyday coverage on this particular podcast. Eddie Greer coming to you from an overcast Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another winning upset postcast edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. All things K-State sports. Women's volleyball, get it done. Men's baseball, check. K-State women's volleyball, check. Football, what you gonna do? This has been another edition of the podcast, baby. We'll talk to y'all next time. Go Cats.